From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Theo. August 10th. Here are five stories I'd flag if you missed yesterday's end of day. Let's get into it.
First, from Kryptonite Weekly Wrap.
The new Gov IRS and agents.
ARI, as a company and public agency, IRS to adapt to rapid ARI efficiency gains. Jack Dorsey cut 40% of his workforce at Cash App's parent company, Block, despite a strong 2025.
Rather than engage in repeated rounds of cuts that invariably damage morale, Jack decided to embrace the new ARI reality all at once.
ARI doesn't just automate tasks, it writes the e-next.
Second, from InfoQ, beyond consensus,
the fragmentation of ARI policy across the Linux ecosystem.
I've been chewing on how the Linux world is handling ARI, and it turns out there isn't a single playbook.
The GNU compiler collection keeps things tight, refusing to let ARI-generated code slip in without a lot of checks, while the kernel itself is more about getting things done. Its policy is pragmatic, letting developers decide what feels safe. Then there's Kubernetes and its surrounding tools, which take a very open stance, preferring to disclose what ARI does and letting the community weigh in.
What's interesting is that despite those differences, every layer still leans on the same idea. A human maintainer has to stay in the loop. Whether it's a compiler warning, a kernel patch review, or a Kubernetes config, the code's ultimate guardian is still a person, not a black box algorithm.
That shared commitment keeps the ecosystem from drifting into a set-and-forget mindset. So the picture that emerges is less about a unified policy and more about a mosaic of approaches that all point back to the same principle: human oversight is the non-negotiable anchor for ARI in Linux.
It's a subtle but powerful way the community is keeping control where it matters most.
Up next,
third from Kryptonite Weekly Wrap.
Biometric plus blockchain-based citizen ID.
The old paper on central database birth record is now a cheap target for ARI-generated forgeries, and the resulting fake ID are feeding a $27 billion fraud problem that still hurts millions of people.
What's different under the hood is a new citizen ID that ties an iris scan and facial geometry to a one-time DNA match at birth, then stores a privacy-preserving attestation on a permissionless blockchain.
The raw DNA is destroyed, the cryptographic keys stay with the individual, and zero-knowledge proofs let the holder prove ownership without exposing extra data.
Because the credential is self-sovereign, it can become the route for social security numbers, driver's licenses, passports, tax filings, and even voting, cutting the avenues fraudsters use while keeping control out of any single institution's hands.
And then,
fourth from Epijay Vayuru, I asked ChatGPT to predict my future, but first asked it to confirm my past.
Both prompts included.
A few days ago in San Francisco, I gave ARI six pieces of information about me.
My name.
My birth date.
My exact birth time.
My birthplace.
The accuracy of that time.
My pronouns.
Nothing else.
No career history.
No relationship story.
No family background.
No clues about the years that changed me.
Then I asked it to make specific claims about my past.
But I wanted a harder test than the usual online astrology reading.
It had to show the likely event, the age or calendar window, the strength of the chart signal, and the exact reasoning behind the claim.
Next.
Fifth from Slashdot.
Privacy backlash explodes against Meta's smart glasses.
Meta's smart glasses, designed to be a hit, have turned into a liability due to widespread concerns about privacy.
Some users have found ways to disable the warning light that indicates when someone is being filmed, allowing them to secretly record people without their knowledge.
These videos are being shared on social media often as a joke, but the people being recorded often appear uncomfortable and ask the strangers to leave them alone.
The backlash has prompted Meta to update the glasses, and some places have banned them altogether.
Businesses are also making their own calls about the devices, with some, like the Five Point Cafe in Seattle, explicitly banning them from their premises.
An Android app that warns people if they're being recorded has gained 110,000 downloads in the past 6 months, highlighting the growing concern about the misuse of these devices.
The American Civil Liberties Union and over 70 organizations have also urged Meta to exclude facial recognition features from their smart glasses, but no final decision has been made.
Up next, sixth from Slashdot.
ARI reviews bring new normal to Linux release candidates, lots of bug fixes.
Linux Torvalds expects Linux 7.2 should be released next weekend unless something really bad pops up, Torvalds said while announcing today's release candidates.
But there's something interesting about Linux 7.2 RC7, writes Forinix.
By the time the Linux kernel typically hits RC7 release, things have usually settled quite well.
But in today's world of ARI/LLM coding/review agents, the kernel activity continues at an all-time high.
Tons of bug fixes continue to trickle in across the kernel spectrum for all sorts of issues.
And then,
seventh from SiliconANGLE,
EM pushes cyber resilience as ARI raises data risks.
So it seems like cybersecurity teams are focusing more on being able to recover quickly from attacks rather than just trying to prevent them.
This is because ARI is making it easier for attackers to get in and also making it harder for security teams to keep up.
As a result, companies are looking at how they can better manage their data and security tools, since having too many different tools can actually make things more vulnerable.
It's all about finding a balance between trying to prevent attacks and being able to bounce back if something does happen.
This shift in thinking is partly because ARI is creating new risks, like making it easier for attackers to get into systems.
At the same time, companies are using more and more ARI, which is expanding the ways that attackers can get in.
It's a bit of a cat and mouse game, where security teams are trying to stay one step ahead of the attackers.
The idea of cyber resilience is really about being able to get back to normal as quickly as possible after something goes wrong.
This means having good backups, being able to restore systems quickly, and having a plan in place for how to respond to an attack. It's not just about having the right security tools, but also about having the right processes and people in place. It's interesting because it's not just about the technology itself, but also about how companies are organized and how they think about security.
It's a pretty big change, and it's going to be important for companies to get it right if they want to stay safe.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings,
stay curious.
That's your brief.
Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.